What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Monday, which means our dear, dear friend Garrett Vogel joins us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Rob Shooter, hello.
Hello, there's lightning and thunder going on in New York.
How crazy,
it's
right?
It's crazy, Garrett!
I've never, I obviously I've seen lightning, I've seen thunder, but to hear it in being in New York City, I've never heard that before in New York City.
It's crazy. It's rattling around the buildings. I got up this morning and I couldn't believe it. I thought there was like a dinosaur outside my window growling.
I thought someone put a fork in like an outlet or something and like short-circuited lights around here. And then the sound.
Do you know the first thing I thought too? Oh, it's so selfish. I was like, oh, I do hope our Zoom works this morning with all the electricity.
I was like, is this going to affect my communication with Rob?
That's what
this
I thought we're challenged with technology on a sunny day. I thought, gosh, on a rainy, thunderous day, will it work? But here we are. So let's jump in the show. We've got so much gossip to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is.
It is a rainy, thunderstorm
tea time. Thank you very much, Garrett. So how is Harry Styles reacting to Olivia Wilde being served custody papers from her ex Jason Sudeikis in public? So Olivia was on stage promoting her new movie that actually features Harry when she was met with the surprise. She was given custody papers while on stage. Now, sources say Jason had no idea this was going to happen, but now we know how Harry feels about the whole thing. According to Hollywood Life, Harry is on her side through and through. He doesn't have children of his own, sources say, but he has grown to love her kids and he will do anything he can to show her that he has so much love for her entire family. He's being her rock. That's what they're calling him, a rock. And wow, he has shown her what true love is, a game. What do you think about all this? This is a lot of drama.
Well, I'm sure Harry Styles will do whatever it takes, like you said. I'm sure he has a very powerful team that will he will help Olivia with in any given moment. So I know that. But you know what I was thinking about this too, Rob Shooter? You know, I don't know if anybody has ever been served before papers. I have. Have you?
Have you? No, I haven't. But my friend Courtney has. And I was standing next to her on the street. And I was like, oh, it was so dramatic.
Yeah, I was served papers to get out of an apartment I was living in Staten Island, New York. Ooh. So that was fun.
Was it Pete Davidson who wanted you out?
No, a guy rang the doorbell. I was renting from a guy.
What were you wearing?
Funny thing was, I was in the bathroom, though. So, like I had to, you know, finish up in the bathroom, right, because I was in the middle of whatever.
There you go.
Rang the doorbell, because the doorbell rings at my house. I open the door, and they ask the question, because they have to ask
the
question.
Are you Gary Vogel?
Yes, and of course. Why would I lie?
I say I'm Liza Minnelli. That's what I say to everything.
I go, of course, yes.
Well,
and they go, here, you've been served.
Oh.
But that is, that. Yes, yeah, so I was asked to leave.
Were you shocked apartment afterwards? Was it like, oh, gosh, why, that just happened?
Well, it was, but it was more like a legal move. Like, yeah, they had to do it.
You have to do it.
That is... That aside, I was thinking about this. So Olivia Wilde got served while on stage presenting a film she directed. Her boyfriend's in it. I don't think Jason Sudeikis was like, oh, I know what to do.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Definitely wasn't. But I was told, so I hit the phones. They had one more day. I didn't realise, but there's some legalese on this. So they had a day that they only had one day left to serve her. Now, do you know how they got it? Her stylist and her makeup artist posted pictures in Vegas, and that's how they knew Olivia was in Vegas, because at this festival, this film event in Vegas, Olivia wasn't on the bill, so she wasn't like promoted to perform, so they didn't know she was going to be there. But when they saw her hair and makeup team there, they figured out what hotel she was staying at because of the photographs of her hair and makeup team. This is what sources are telling me. Then they were like, oh, so they went to the hotel, and then they figured out she's going to be on stage, and that's how they got to her. Oh, it's so much. Jason's mortified, I'm told. Jason did not want this to happen like this.
Well, I'm sure, but you also think about this too. It's not a Jason thing, because at the end of the day, the people who served the paper, it was literally a manila envelope that said private and confidential on it, right? So it's more, I was thinking about this, it's more of an inside joke amongst the people who served her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They could have easily went to the hotel.
Right.
They could have easily waited outside the convention.
They've got to get to her.
No, of course, and I get that.
So
but they could have waited.
She might have gotten through the side entrance, but she was literally on the stage and they handed her those papers. And remember, this is an outside company, so they don't care about what Jason thinks or what she thinks. Have you ever been given a job and you forget everything apart from that job? This job is the only thing you have to do. They have 24 hours to hand her an envelope. They're in Vegas. They're following her around. They can't get to her. They get to her.
I think they knew what they were doing when they were serving those papers, because at the end of the day, they went as far as looking at her hairstyle.
Well, they were following to find out where she was.
Oh, no, of course. But at the end of the day, it's like, why not have a backup plan? But they want, I personally think it was one of those things that in their group text message people who serve people be like, look what I did today.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe they're legendary now in that world of serving papers.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
They are sort of stars now in that world, which brings us, though, to our poll question of the day. Harry Styles is supporting Olivia after she was served papers in public. Are you Team Harry here or are you Team Jason? It's a tricky question.
It's hard.
Are you Team Harry or are you Team Jason? You've got to pick in life. It's sometimes the naughty but nice show can be a little bit naughty. We can be a bit naughty here, Garrett. You've got to choose. Go and vote.
I've learned from the naughties. I cannot
be naughty.
I have to be fair.
No,
and,
you can be nice too.
Everyone.
Who do you love? You tick both boxes. Tick both boxes. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page. Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear the results that are going to make Garrett very angry. What are you working on?
Oh, well, you know what? I love all results. All the results are great. If you vote one way, I love you. If you vote another way, I love you even more.
Look
too,
at
so.
You, cutie.
All right, so let's talk about Sam. I can never say his name.
Asghari.
That's it. There we go. Asghari. Sam Asghari. You know him pretty much as Britney Spears' fiance and soon to be father of her child that she is bearing, and he sat down with Mario Lopez, which, again, Mario Lopez, credit to him for getting probably a very big interview with Sam, and Sam talked about the fact that he does not want to find out the sex of his soon-to-be baby that Britney Spears will be having in a couple months.
Oh.
And as we know, Britney announced just about a month ago on of all places, Instagram, because that is the place where she has total control over what goes out on there. And he said, you know what, I'm just going to roll with it. It's pretty much in Britney's hands, which at the end of the day, it really is.
If
Britney wants to announce something, so be it. It's really not his place. And I think about that in general.
Well, you're a dad. You can say this. I can't. I'm not a dad. But when it came to announcing the sex of your babies, you've got two. Who decided to announce it? You or your lovely wife?
So I think we did it we found out together. You know, you get the results and be like, hey, you're having a boy, you're having a girl, blah, 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 blah. But then to announce to our family, we were like, how can we do it in a sense of everybody finds out at once?
Right.
You know, there are the balloon things. There are the you know, throwing water balloons
right,
and
those
things
big
popping
reveals.
In the air.
Yes.
Yeah. So we did something simple. Everybody got a cupcake. We filled the cupcake with blue or pink. And then,
That's
you know, we did a countdown.
Adorable.
3, 2, 1. But the problem is, you know, family's competitive.
I'd eat that so quick.
To know.
I'd bite into it first.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Like, they jumped the gun. It was like, and
five,
no
four, three, I'd eat it on three. Two. I'd boom.
Exactly.
I'd
exactly. So my sister Brittany was like,
Brittany ruined it. Brittany.
It's all on tape. And she tried to deny it at first, but we're like, you realize we have it on tape.
I think Sam's been a gentleman here. I like this. Also, too, Sam, very successful model, very good-looking guy, but he would not be doing interviews with Mario Lopez on Access Hollywood if he was not with Britney Spears. So they don't really cover models. So this whole new sort of attention that he's getting is something that's quite a revelation to him. And I think he's handling it pretty well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he gotta eat. I think we all know certain, maybe reality stars that would take this attention and make it about them.
Right.
He is really doing what, the quintessential reading the playbook, what I need to do not to mess this up. You know what I mean? Saying everything right, doing everything right, supporting his soon to be wife / mother of his child. The only thing I'm disagreeing with as a parent, you need to know.
Like, oh, he knows. I think he knows. I think he's being clever.
No. Britney Spears has so much money, she could drop it in a second to buy the amount of clothes. But for me, as a normal, as an average citizen,
I'd want to know.
You got to do the room. Yeah, you got to get like an idea. You got to get colors.
Right, pick the name.
You know what I mean?
Like, no, I think he probably knows, and I think Britney knows. But I think what's been so generous here is he said it's up to her. She's the one that's going to decide all
of
this. It makes me believe he's in this for the right reasons, because you have to be a bit suspicious. People around Britney in the past have not been so nice, and so fingers crossed here. Hey, moving along, Meghan Markle reportedly invited celebrities to her wedding that she barely knew. So there's the new bombshell book out. I'm reading it at the moment. Tina Brown was the editor-in-chief of Vanity Fair, lots of magazines. She has a new book out called The Palace Papers. She's a great royal reporter. She was friends with Princess Diana. So she said a lot of people at the wedding did know Meghan Markle. She was friends with them. But a lot of celebrities that were there, she barely knew them. And she used her guest listeners, quote, a way into the inner circle of celebrities that she wants to be friends with. So someone like Oprah, she didn't really know Oprah, but now Oprah's become one of her best friends. The clue
is, she moved in right next door to her.
She did move in next door to her.
You know what I mean? If I want to become best friends with you and Bruce, you know what I'm doing?
It's a good point. So the clue is, Amal Clooney and George Clooney, they didn't really know anybody at the wedding. In fact, they were asked at the wedding by Diana's former roommate, how do you know Harry and Meghan? And the Clooney said, we don't. We don't know her.
Does that happen a lot in the celebrity world?
I don't think it does. I don't know if this does. But also, too, not many celebrities have a wedding like that. My question is, would you use your wedding to social climb? Now, you're probably not going to get the Cloonies there, but do you invite your boss from work?
No.
Do you invite, not colleagues, not friends of yours at work, do you invite the president? Do you invite the boss?
No, because I don't know them, but I know people though, and it's a very smart move where you send, invites to the elite of the world, the Jeff Bezos of the world, and if you send them to, 20 to 30 of those types of people in the world, there's a good chance some assistant's going to be like, no, but some assistant, and I know this, some assistant will be like, they can't attend.
But they'll send you a gift.
Here's $1,000,
right.
A random
day.
So you shoot your shot.
I don't like this. There's only one person I know. I used to work on a morning show, and one of the hosts got married, and we were all told we had to go to this wedding. I didn't really know her that well. We worked together, but we weren't really friends. I was told I had to go. She invited every celebrity in New York, every housewife, everyone.
Good for her.
And then she invited all the bosses of the networks, and the bosses sort of turned up, and they were like, I don't really know her. And it was sort of a bit awkward, but nevertheless, she's doing really well now, I guess. But I definitely was like, gosh, that's using your wedding as a way to step up wasn't for me. Mine was the opposite. Mine was just friends.
Isn't this happening to a degree this week with the Met Gala, where
that's
a bunch
not a
of
wedding.
Rich,
it's not a wedding.
I know,
wedding.
But a bunch of rich
it
people.
It is. They don't know
buying,
each other. I've been to this Met since it's tonight, and I've been there. They don't know each other, but they go there and sort of all hang out. And it's a great way to network. There's a difference, is what I'm trying to say. I network. Don't get me wrong. Part of my success.
Oh no, you know how to network.
I know how to network. But not at my wedding. That's all I'm saying, is not at my wedding. Hey, moving along, we're running out of time. What is going on with Andrew Garfield?
All right, so he was on The View, and they were talking about, hey, you were at the Oscars, you witnessed the slap that everybody saw across the world in person, but during the Oscars, you were on screen texting. Who are you texting? and this is what Andrew Garfield, aka Spider-Man, said. He said, I didn't realize I would be on camera. You know, he was talking to some friends, and he said, literally, I thought I was going to be good, but that's the thing. You're in a very small audience with and very famous at that too, because you're Spider-Man.
You're Spider-Man.
Of course, the camera's going to find you. Of course, put your phone down. This is our problem. We take our phones out for everything. I am so mad.
Put your phone down now. Admittedly, this was after the slap. So had I been at the Oscars...
But everybody's talking about that. My phone would be blowing up, Rob Schuler.
Everyone's phone blew up that day. Can you resist it? Like, everybody is texting you. If you're in the room, everyone's like, dude, what happened?
Are you there?
You were there. I see you on television. I know you're there. What happened? What's going on now?
Are
you texting
me?
What's going on with commercial break? You would text... Garrett, if you were in that room and I knew you were going and something happened, I would be the first to... I'd call you. I wouldn't even text. I'd phone you. I'd say, answer. I'd want to tell you what's going on.
Excuse me, sir. We're back live. Put down the phone. Shh, talking to Garrett.
It is rude, isn't it? I try not to be on my phone.
In that
dinners.
Moment, though, Rob, I think the rudeness goes out the window. It's a moment that everybody is like, holy.
Yeah, no, you're
whatever.
Right. Holy my goodness. Everybody, Bruce, my husband, is terribly, terribly polite. And he would not text at dinner or at the table. He wouldn't do it. If we were in that room and Will Smith, his phone would have blown up and all his friends would have been like, oh, what happened? And Bruce would have texted back. Hey, we're going to take...
Barry would have even called him during like,
Barry
oh
Manilow
my God,
would have called
what
and
happened?
Said, Bruce, what happened? Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett.
Yes.
Let's get to the polls. Da, da,
here
da.
We go.
So on our last show, we talked about Will and Jada trying to save their relationship. Will they make it work? 70% said no. Ooh, naughties.
I'm in the 30. I'm in that 30%.
I say, yeah. I think they've made it work this far. They've survived the entanglements. They've survived
like it's,
all this other stuff. I think they're going to survive.
I think it's so weird to say it's like a slap that literally has changed everyone's life is like not a big deal
for
in
them.
Family,
for them,
you know
this is
I
like
mean?
A Tuesday. This is not a big deal. They've gone through a lot worse. I think they're going to get on that red table together and talk about it. I think they're going to be okay. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll, team. Harry or Team Jason? Oh, Garrett's furious.
I
go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob.
I love them both.
Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. To check back tomorrow to hear the results that are going to upset Garrett. Hey, Garrett, let's do our nicest of the day.
Yes. Let's talk about Pete Davidson. So he took to the stage out in L.A. He's been very busy this weekend. He did a stand-up show in L.A., then he flew to D.C., and then he's coming to the Met Gala.
Tonight. Boom.
I mean, the private jet bill alone.
I think Kim's picking it up.
You never know. The ferry doesn't travel across the country. So Pete Davidson took to the Hollywood Bowl to do some stand-up for Netflix is a Joke Festival. So it's kind of cool. Netflix is supporting comedians. They have a huge platform for stand-up comedy. So they did a whole weekend out in L.A. He took to the stage for the first time really in about a year and change because he's been a little busy. He talked about, you know, kind of poked fun. He really didn't really go in on Kanye, but kind of alluded to it, you know, talking about how hard it is not to say anything when you don't have a platform really to do so, like social media.
Right.
And I give Pete Davidson credit because maybe we were talking about how Britney's fiance is taking it to another level by the way he's approaching it. Pete Davidson, same thing. I think this is taking him to another level because he easily, just if he was a reality star, would have taken to the first camera that he saw and said, this is what I think Kanye.
Yeah.
He's smartly planning every move that he's doing, a la, you know, what Kim would have probably done herself.
Yeah.
So I credit to Pete for the way that he is approaching it. You know, so credit to him, credit to Kim.
Absolutely.
I'm a fan of both of them.
And nicest of the day. Do you want to hear the joke that he told? It's quite funny. So
yes.
It's a little naughty too. So Pete said, Kanye told him that he had AIDS. And Pete said for a moment he believed it because Kanye is, quote, a genius. Sort of funny.
Well, but that he's poking fun at himself too. You know what I mean?
I fell for it myself. Like when Kanye says something, even Pete believed it. So Kanye, naughty, naughty, Pete, our nicest of the day, and now our real naughty, naughty, naughtiest of the day. This is a really sad story. So Naomi Judd has passed away at 76 years old. Her daughters put out a statement to, it's awful, saying, "Today, we sisters experienced a tragedy. We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness." So they're not talking exactly about what happened here, why she passed. We've got to say, in the past, Naomi has been very, very open about her struggles with mental health. Mental health is our naughtiest of the day. If you know anybody out there that needs some help, please be there for them. Oh, just awful. Hey, let's end with something optimistic. A moment of Rob. You get a Rob, all you get right. A Rob, you get a Rob. Hey, train yourself in life to choose the optimistic path. Let me give you an example. Instead of saying, it's not easy, but let me give you a real good example. Instead of saying, "I don't know anything," say, "I can't wait to learn this." Instead of saying, "Everybody hates me," say, "I love myself and I'm excited to find people that really get me." Instead of saying, "I'm ugly," focus on some things you love about yourself. Like I say, "I've got beautiful hair. I've got an amazing voice." Like, find something about yourself that is positive. When a nasty negative sentence comes into your mind, think about making it positive. It's a trick. It's something that you can learn. I've learned this and I've trained myself. I was not born optimistic. I've trained myself to be optimistic. I choose to be optimistic, and you can choose it too. That's it for today. Yes. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Cute Garrett show. You look adorable today.
Stop. Get out. I'm leaving the Zoom.
Two more minutes. We're a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And remember to leave us a review if you can. They really do help. All together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be. Take care, everybody. Pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.